It's the Coast Coast 186.3 Triple M. We'll get to the news shortly. Before that, though, I want to have a chat to Girmesh Singh, our member for Coffs Harbour. He's on the line. Girmesh, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy.
Look, some good news. The mass vaccination hub in Coffs Harbour opening over the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we've been having a look at our vaccination rates for Coffs Harbour, which, yeah, they haven't been bad, but they haven't been great either. We're doing somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 jabs a week, and that's spread over the hospital clinic, the various GPs spread over the area, and the pharmacies. So in order to just speed things up a little bit more, there's a mass vaccination hub opening at the former Red and White Medical Centre, which is opposite the Clog Barn on the highway, mm-hmm. open from 10 to 3 Saturday and Sunday. It's a walk-in clinic. You don't need to make an appointment. I know a lot of people are a little frustrated with the online booking system in a lot of places, or they can't get GPs. This is a walk-in clinic. All you need is your ID and Medicare card, and that Medicare card's to help it link it to your vaccination summary through Medicare. So, come by 10 to 3. We're expecting a pretty large roll-up, which would be great. We can get our vaccinations up. And looking around the local area, we're a little bit in front of Richmond Council area and the Clarence Valley Council area, but we're behind Bellingen. So I think there's a target we can aspire as an area is to get in front of Bellingen.
Now, for those that are wondering, the Red and White, that's basically when they first started doing the COVID testing, that was where the location was, wasn't it, before they moved to the stadium?
Yeah, that's right. So testing's now at the stadium. So there is this site that's now free to be the vaccination hub. We will be announcing more hubs once we've worked out a few more details in the coming weeks. But look, this is a great first start. 2 days, 10 to 3, Saturday and Sunday.
Lovely stuff. Mate, some good news for Muttonbird, and a lot of people have been talking about this, and that's the new walkway up top there. For the last couple of months, there's been a lot of people saying, what are those helicopters doing? And the gear was actually being dropped on there via helicopter. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so National Parks and Wildlife Service has been working on a new footpath because the shearwaters were actually burrowing under the old pavers along the top of the hill, and in areas those pavers were collapsing onto their nests. So what they've done is built a raised platform, and it's got this fiberglass kind of mesh where the grass can grow underneath and the shearwaters can actually fly under and nest under the actual walkway. So that's been closed for a few months. The reason they had to use helicopters is obviously it's a very, very steep hill getting up and down. So they needed to get supplies onto Muttonbird Island, but also to take the old pavers off as well. So, yeah, certainly a few helicopter trips. But, look, I did the walk on Monday morning. I got quite puffed getting up that first hill. But it looks really good up there now. And certainly with the weather starting to warm up, it's a beautiful 17, 18 degrees outside at the moment. I'd imagine it'd be absolutely packed full of people socially distancing up there at the moment.
And, I mean, look, it is a great spot up there. That's the only downside is that little bit of the hill on the side of it. mate, what was it when I still laugh back at the time when people were going up with, ideas of what you want around the jetty precinct. There was a six-story Jesus statue in the middle of the harbour, and the other one was a travelator on the side of Muttonbird. I could go with the travelator one. Woman of the Year, mate, tell us about this.
Yeah, look, the Woman of the Year awards get run annually, and there's a few different categories. Last year, we had a finalist who made it up on stage in Sydney. It was set in the International Convention Centre down in Sydney, and Jean Vickery from Woolgoolga was the winner of one of the categories and a finalist for the Woman of the Year, and narrowly beaten out by Dr. Kerry Chant for the New South Wales Woman of the Year. But look, the applications are open again, and they're open until the 17th of September. Look, there's so many wonderful women on the Coffs Coast who do so much for our community, and I think it's absolutely imperative that we look to recognise the work that they do, and that recognition then inspires more people to do great things as well. So if you know of a woman who's worthy of an award or worthy of recognition, if you do a search for New South Wales Woman of the Year Awards, they're open until the 17th of September. Please put a nomination in, because I'd love to see another Coffs Harbour winner up on stage doing us proud.
Yeah, exactly right. Girmesh, mate, have a great day, and well done again on this clinic happening Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the Pacific Highway opposite the Clog Barn.
just on the clinic, look, if anyone, there will be a doctor on site if people are a little unsure and they want to turn up and ask a few questions. I'm sure they're able to do that. It's run by the hospital, so look, get out there, get it done. Also want to thank Pat Conaghan for his work getting this up and running as well.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Good on you, Gurmesh.
Thanks, Muffy.
Gurmesh Singh, the state member for Coffs Harbour this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. We've got news next.